The luminous type IIN supernova SN 2017 HCC, infrared bright, X-ray and radio faint, by Poonam Chandra et al. We present multi-wavelength observations of supernova, SN 2017 HCC with the Chandra X-ray telescope and the X-ray telescope onboard SWIFT, SWIFT XRT, in X-ray bands, with the Spitzer and the triple spec spectrometer in near-infrared, IR, and mid-IR bands and with the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array, VLA, for radio bands. The X-ray observations cover a period of 29 to 13 days, with the first X-ray detection on day 727 with the Chandra. The SN was subsequently detected in the VLA radio bands from day 1000 onwards. While the radio data are sparse, synchrotron self-absorption is clearly ruled out as the radio absorption mechanism. The near and the mid-IR observations showed that late-time IR emission dominates the spectral energy distribution. The early properties of are consistent with shock breakout into a dense mass loss region, with DOT approximately 0.1 MSUNYR1 for a decade. At few 100 days, the mass loss rate declined to approximately 0.02 MSUNYR1, as determined from the dominant IR luminosity. In addition, radio data also allowed us to calculate a mass loss rate at around day 1000, which is two orders of magnitude smaller than the mass loss rate estimates around the bolometric peak. These values indicate that the SN progenitor underwent an enhanced mass loss event a decade before the explosion. The high ratio of IR to X-ray luminosity is not expected in simple models and is possible evidence for an asymmetric circumstellar region. This was the luminous type IIN supernova SN 2017 HCC, infrared bright, X-ray and radio faint, by Poonam Chandra et al.